The next patient is David Wanklin. The last name is W-A-N-K-L-I-N. This is a clinical case of a 66-year-old white male who has a history of chronic kidney disease, stage 3A. The patient could have nephrosclerosis associated to diabetes mellitus. He has arterial hypertension and hyperlipidemia. Period. The patient has a history of chronic pancreatitis and he had surgeries in the past where the pancreas was compromised, and whether or not this pancreas compromise is the responsible for the diabetes is unknown, period. We are following him in the practice because of the nephrotic range of proteinuria that initially was 3.6 grams per gram of creatinine. We decided to put him on Kerendia as well as the administration of Farxiga, and this proteinuria has improved. The most recent determination was 1,800 milligrams per gram of creatinine. However, we are going to investigate furthermore the past history of hepatitis C. The abdominal CT scan that was done recently by the vascular surgeon apparently was a CTA. To see there is, if there is an alteration in the kidneys, changes in the cysts, or no information. Period. Number two, a patient has diabetes mellitus. The hemoglobin A1C is 6. Following number, the patient has hepatitis C exposure. We are going to order the viral load and. If it is negative, we will be able to rule out the complications related to hepatitis C. Following number, he has exposure to tuberculosis in the past that was evaluated by infectious disease. Following number, arterial hypertension that is under control. Following number, hyperlipidemia that is on a atorvastatin. Following number, hyperuricemia. We're going to follow that closely. Following number, the patient has developed erythrocytosis with a hemoglobin of 19, could be related to the administration of testosterone that was discontinued by the endocrinologist. The patient has an evaluation by endocrinology follow-up in a couple of weeks. We'll reevaluate the case in a couple of months with laboratory workup. We invested 20 minutes reviewing the lab and the imaging. Uh, 35 minutes in the face-to-face and 8 minutes in the documentation.